This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Mothering. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I want to introduce you to a cutthroat bird mom. She has perfected a sort of hands-off parenting style. Paige Flager takes us for a walk in the woods.
I'm at a wildlife refuge in Philadelphia, and spring is in the air. The flowers are blooming, the sun is shining. It seems so serene. But in the treetops above my head, a kind of warfare is taking place. Birds called brown-headed cowbirds look unassuming. You've probably seen them in your own backyard. But they're sneakily plotting their attack.
They hide. They spend a lot of time looking for nests. And they don't reveal themselves until they absolutely must.
They're looking for nests of other birds. That's because the cowbird is a brood parasite. A cowbird mom lays her eggs in the nests of other birds. Only about 1% of all bird species get others to raise their babies.
Parental care is costly. It takes a lot of time to look after your eggs. And so if you can save the cost of parental care by becoming a parasite and sneaking your eggs into other birds' nests, you can save a tremendous amount of energy and time.
That's Mark Hauber. He's a professor of animal behavior at Hunter College in New York. He's been studying parasitic birds for 24 years, and he's like really into cowbirds.
When I have my next car, I'm gonna have a special license plate that will read cowbird.
He loves them, but they're actually one of the most detested animals out there. That's because the cowbird doesn't stop at leaving its egg in another bird's nest. It takes things a lot further than that. Right now, I'm standing under an American robin's nest. Let's say one day she goes out to get food, and when she comes back, there's a white speckled cowbird egg in with her bright blue ones. So she decides to toss it overboard. Little does she know, Mama Cowbird has been watching.
It monitors the nests of the host in which it laid eggs and destroys the nests of those hosts that have rejected the cowbird egg. We call it retaliation or the mafia strategy.
That's right. Except instead of an eye for an eye, it's an egg for an egg. Researchers have even found that if this mother robin tries to build a new nest, that same cowbird will come back and start the whole cycle over again. This robin and other birds haven't developed a defense strategy to protect against cowbirds yet. So the robin is faced with a choice. Raise the cowbird chick alongside her own babies, or lose all of the eggs all over again. Essentially, the cowbird mom is pulling a Don Vito Corleone.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
So let's say the robin decides to just raise the cowbird baby as well as her own babies. The cowbird has even evolved a way to fight against competition in the nest. It simply hatches earlier than the other eggs, and it's bigger, and it's louder.
When there are more begging beaks in the nest, the parents bring in more food. But what happens is that the cowbird raises its head higher, and so it gets more of those foods than the parents would give to their own young.
And eventually, the other babies in the nest starve to death. And then it gets worse. The cowbird twists the knife one last time. After all the nest mom has done for the cowbird baby, after her own biological young have all died, the cowbird leaves.
It undergoes what we think is an anti-imprinting process. It actually avoids the foster species and tries to seek out its own species.
It uses this call to find other cowbirds who teach it how to be a parasite. That leaves the nest mom all alone, with no babies to show for her hard work. And that? Well, that's a real bad case of empty nest syndrome. For The Pulse, I'm Paige Flager.